You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. You know, hardly a day goes by without my getting letters from people all over the country wanting to know if their old 78s are valuable. Usually they're not. Usually they consist of complete symphonies, concertos, operas and oratorios. The sort of thing anyone can buy on LP quite reasonably. And they're almost insulted when I tell them, as I often do on the phone, that it's a pity they haven't any old hot jazz or old dance records because these can be valuable. It is so, though. Obviously, if a record by Caruso or Hi-Fitz or Menuhin sells well and goes on selling well for many years, there are always plenty of copies around for anyone who wants them. Some jazz records are like that too, of course, and they don't command high prices. But what if a jazz record sells only a few hundred copies during the hard times of the Depression in 1932, as this one did? Well, you've got an example of a super rarity. It's Henry Allen and his orchestra in a number called Singing Pretty Songs. Singing Pretty Songs by Henry Allen and his orchestra, made in 1930, issued and withdrawn in 1932. Ah, you may say, but if it's been reissued on LP, then surely the value of the original is reduced a good deal. No, it isn't really, any more than the value of the Mona Lisa or Constable's Hay Wain is reduced because they appear on calendars and blotters and table mats and that sort of thing. The next one has been issued on LP, but try finding the original, another one made in 1930, not issued until 1933 and withdrawn from sale within a year. Primrose Stomp by Jelly Roll Morton and his Red Hot Peppers, including Ward Pinkett on trumpet and Cozy Cole on drums. Jelly Roll Morton's extremely rare Primrose Stomp. And we'll have some more jazz rarities after the break.
Daymont. Daymont. Daymont cassettes and cartridges. At only 99p, top value for top quality sounds. The best in classics, easy listening, country and western, jazz, pop, rock and soul. Daymont tapes, 99p from the new Shapes of Sound, 58 Dean Street, Harlequin Record Shops, and all leading record and tape stores. Daymont. Daymont.
Attention all employers. Do you want a new effective way of finding the right people to fill those job vacancies you have? JobSpot is your answer. In only 4 weeks, JobSpot is already a big success, and you don't have to take our word for it. Listen to what Unwins, the famous off-license group, said about JobSpot.
We wanted trainee managers, and we got them through JobSpot. In fact, we got 20 through JobSpot in under a week.
Proof of success, and here's more.
We at Combined Security Methods wanted security officers, and JobSpot got us 11, and fast.
JobSpot is one of the fastest recruitment mediums ever. JobSpot commercials go out when the maximum number of potential applicants are listening. JobSpot works, and JobSpot can prove it. So ring us and get the proof for yourselves. Ring Capital JobSpot, 01-549-1313.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Well, some records were intended for certain areas of the states, perhaps territories where the artists were known. But if mostly for economic reasons they made little appeal, they too will be very rare today. Such a record is California Swing by Paul Howard's Quality Serenaders. Howard's Quality Serenaders, California Swing, with a 16-year-old lad named Lionel Hampton on drums. This could be bought during the closing weeks of 1932 and early in 1933 only, if you ordered it specially. Good jazz was much more a connoisseur's market then than it has since become. A good deal of it was issued in what various companies called a race series, along with blues, gospel and other music mostly by coloured folk. Many of them couldn't afford new records often, so sales were restricted even further. The next one did a little better at the time, but it's still very much sought after by collectors, for supplies are short and it's a beautiful performance. Black Cat Moan by Tiny Parham and his musicians. Cat Moan by Tiny Parham and his musicians. A beautifully warm, relaxed number, isn't it? I think it deserves a better title than that. Just for contrast, here's a record made in New Orleans in 1925 by Oscar Papa Celestin's Original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra, Original Tuxedo Rag. I found this in a collection of Hawaiian records in London. It's all since been issued on LP, but the original is a great rarity, very much prized by collectors, and here's why. Thank you. tuxedo rag by Papa Celestin's Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra, a classic piece of genuine New Orleans jazz at its best. Now for something else very different, a blues piano solo by its composer Clarence Williams. Piano solos have never been great sellers in the jazz market, and this one was like that, but isn't it a lovely piece of reflective meditation? The title again hardly fits it, A Pane in the Glass. Clarence Williams, in one of his infrequent appearances alone at the keyboard, playing his own number, A Pane in the Glass. In England in the 1920s, between the departure of the original Dixieland Jazz Band in 1920 and the coming of electric recording in 1925, there wasn't a great deal of jazz of any kind issued, just the odd ones here and there. But in 1927, Levies of Whitechapel hired some American Vocalion masters and issued them in small numbers on their Buff and Brown Oriole label, which sold at 3 shillings each to the pioneer jazz collectors and connoisseurs. They issued a dozen or so, and the venture folded. Finding a specimen today is one of the greatest delights known to a collector, for they all provide great jazz listening, and they all command big prices. Here's one. Jimmy Bertrand's Washboard Wizards, Struggling. Thank you. Struggling by Jimmy Bertrand, the percussionist, and Jimmy Blythe on piano, and an unidentified clarinetist. Some say it's Johnny Dodds, and others Cecil Irwin. It's good listening, whoever it is, yes? Jimmy Bertrand may also be the drummer on this one, a real rarity on the American Broadway label called South African Blues. The label says it's by Lee's Black Diamonds, but goodness knows why. I think Junie Cobb is the clarinet man, and, well, the rest are anyone's guess. I think you'll like it anyway. South African Blues by Lee's Black Diamonds, a mystery group, recorded in Chicago in 1929. And we'll have some more rarities after the break.
Employers, are you stuck for staff? Do you want a new effective way of finding the right people to fill the job vacancies you have? Capital JobSpot is your way. After just 1 month on the air, JobSpot is already a big success, and we can prove it. JobSpot found 21 owner drivers of 32-ton tractors from just one advertisement, and that's success. Here's further proof of the effectivity of Capital JobSpot, this time for AB Dick Limited.
Yes, JobSpot worked wonders for us. We now have a full complement of service engineers to maintain our copying and offset duplicating machines.
Capital JobSpot works and works well. Capital JobSpot is one of the fastest recruitment mediums ever. JobSpot commercials are broadcast when the maximum number of potential applicants are listening. And should they miss the commercials at peak time, they get another chance at midnight with the JobSpot Roundup. Capital JobSpot works, and we can prove it. Ring us and get proof for yourselves. Ring Capital JobSpot, 01-549-1313.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. A good many of the top rarities seem to have been made in Chicago or the Midwest on 78th. Here's one by Wingy Manone, recorded in Richmond, Indiana in 1930 and issued in December that year, almost the last record to appear on the Jeanette label before it disappeared from the market. It's the well-tried Weary Blues, complete with vocal by the worthy Wingy himself.
We got a babe, she's best in town. Does all the baking with the damper down. But she's gone away. All she never eats said goodbye. All she left is here, stomping at the weary blue.
Weary Blues by Wingy Manone, or as the original label called him, Barbecue Joe and His Hot Dogs. In happier times for Jeanette, between 1923 and 1926, the company issued classic jazz records by King Oliver, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Bex Beiderbecke and Jelly Roll Morton. Most of them made their recording debut on Jeanette, and so did a band led by Art Payne. Most of its records are straight dance music. Then came this one, Oh Maud. Thank you. Art Payne and his orchestra playing a number they worked out between them, Oh Maud, based on It's Tight Like That, you notice. So full of good things was the Jeanette catalogue that the sight of the label is enough to make a jazz collector's heart miss a beat, even if the record turns out to be rubbish. Then you find a real good one like that and the whole collecting game seems worthwhile. The artist's names don't always mean anything, you see. Take this one, by the Get Happy Band. That could be a sort of circus band or some tin pot semi-professional dance band, especially as the title is Harlem's Araby. But in fact, it's a powerful group dominated by Sidney Bechet on soprano sax. Harlem's Araby, played by the Get Happy Band with Sidney Bechet. Fats Waller wrote that one, by the way. New Orleans clarinetist Omer Simeon helped to make one of Jelly Roll Morton's first Red Hot Peppers records a true classic by his solo on The Chant. That was in 1926. 3 years later, under his own name as director of the Dixie Rhythm Kings, he made it again. This copy, the only one I've ever seen, turned up in a street market in Buenos Aires. Thank you. Chant by Omar Simeon and the Dixie Rhythm Kings. One of the rarest and most delightful British-made jazz records is the rhythmic gait of a number composed by Adrian Lallini, Heartbreaking Baby. The baritone sax impression of him is by Pearly Breed, the delicate muted trumpet is by Sylvester Hohler, no less, and the guitar behind him is Joe Branley. I've seen just this one copy in the last 17 years since I realised how good the best rhythmic gait records are. Breaking Baby, a most unusual and very rare rhythmic eight. Once the Wall Street collapse had all but ruined the record industry in America, field trips to the South, Southwest and Midwest were drastically curtailed. But one such trip to Texas in June 1930 produced a session by Fred Gardner's Texas University Troubadours. This was a hot little band, well worth recording, as this record of Papa's Gone proves for us.
I'm tired of fussing and calling you down. Your trifling ways are the talk of this town. You ran around and tried to two-time me, caused me plenty of misery. Done everything that a sweet papa should. Done everything. everything that I could. And still you don't appreciate till it's going to be too late. Are you gonna wake some morning, find yourself in mourning? Your sweet papa's gonna be gone. You're gonna wake up sighing and you're gonna wake up crying. You're gonna be left all alone. Oh, you used to call me a little ace in the hole. But mama, daddy, gonna miss your sweet jelly roll. Well, you're gonna wake some morning, find yourself in mourning. Your sweet papa's gonna be gone.
Papa's Gone by Fred Gardner, nothing to do with our own saxophonist, Freddie Gardner, by the way, and his Texas University Troubadours. That didn't sell either. Public taste wanted Rudy Valley, Bing Crosby, Guy Lombardo, Escapist Sentiment. Well, fair enough, why not? But it was hard on fine musicians who could play worthwhile jazz. Here's a rarity from St. Louis in prosperous times, 1927. Charlie Kreth's Jazzomaniac swinging out mightily with Crazy Quilt. A super rarity, beautifully recorded, magnificently played.
Thank you.
Charles Kreth's Jazzomaniacs Crazy Quilt, one of the finest and rarest of big band jazz records. Do you think there might be any like these in your attic? Did your 70-year-old aunt dance to things like that when she was a flapper? I wonder. Well, I hope you enjoyed them, and do listen again next week. I'll be playing some more of your requests then, so if you've got anything you'd like me to play, and the sort of thing I usually do, let me hear about it on the postcard here in Capital, and I'll see what I can do for you. Till then, this is Brian Rust saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music, and all that jazz.